You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Everyone deserves a chance in the driver's seat. For GM and Revolt, that means leading the way on the road to an all-electric future and envisioning a world with zero crashes, zero tailpipe emissions, and zero congestion. GM's committed to making EVs accessible for everybody. That means you too. So what are you waiting for? GM's got the keys. You grab the wheel. Learn more about an all-electric future and the 000 initiative at GM.com. GM, everybody in.
Hit it. Ooh, sounded like a poot a little bit.
A poot?
Do it again. Imagine. All right, now just close your eyes at home. Imagine you in some church slacks, and you got the bubble guts, and it gets real quiet, and then. No, do it again. I like the little ones with the ripples. There it is. That means there's some bubbles.
So you like farts?
Huh?
Are you into like poots and stuff?
Poot play?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Have you let a girl poot in your mouth?
No, God, No, I'm kidding. Mm. I can't, that's an actual thing. That's an actual thing. Brazilian farts? Mm-hmm. And they just be farting in each other's faces?
I've seen the porn.
Or they'll wear a mask like we're doing and they'll put it into the mask.
Or the holes?
Huh?
Or the holes, the gas mask?
Why? All right, one more time. Katana wins. It's a good costume. Do you like mine?
Yes, you look like the cone head.
A cone head or it's coon head?
Ooh.
Sound like you said coon head.
I said cone. But
you really struggling with this costume. I like the katana. I like the katana. My
you like it?
I'm gonna just put it down like this. Is that cool or should I take it out?
Sorry.
It looks dumb? Or should I take the whole thing off?
No, don't take it off.
Well, if I take it off, I look like a scuba diver.
You look like, okay, I don't know if you were in the movie Coneheads for Halloween. They had a Halloween scene. You would be perfect. You would look like you were part of the family for Halloween.
In a Sub-Zero outfit?
Uh-huh. Because your hair, it looks, you know how the Coneheads.
Horrifying looking. They had like sharp teeth and weird faces.
That's how.
Yeah, it's not just my head. You gotta look like a Conehead.
You do. You look like a.
Nah, I look like
head.
A buff-ass Marvel, Mortal Kombat character.
I just want to let y'all know.
He
did some push-ups. He did some push-ups before we started.
Well, I
did get some little baby muscles.
They didn't tell me to work out when I bought this.
Why would they?
I mean, they should have. Remember when costumes used to give you muscles?
Yeah.
They used to give you the fake muscles. It was never your skin tone.
Is that what you were expecting? You thought the muscles
white,
came with it?
They would have been white arms, though. I would have had two buff white arms on
the table.
They
are white, kind of.
You think I'm pale?
You're pretty light.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm, you're pretty light.
I'm not. It's a weak judgment. I don't even feel anything about that. Clearly not. Caramel.
Okay, so we're dressed up.
Mm-hmm. Happy Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Halloweeny.
It's
a little sexy.
I got the little dick apron. Wait, I want to show them how committed I am.
Hello.
You naked. the women in these fighting games they didn't have any armor, they didn't have any clothes, they were just tittied out.
We just had to, you know.
Not very I don't know. It wasn't very productive what they wear.
But we was getting shit done though.
I just want y'all to see the toe separation.
You know, I immediately thought of Ninja Turtles when you did that.
Right. I don't know, like It's hard to tell how many it is, but at first it's not comfortable.
So how many toes go through the first one?
Just one. That's what we were just talking about. It looks like it could be two, three.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was like.
Like this, which is kind of. But no, my big toe right here.
Why you put it at the microphone like it's gonna start talking?
Shut up! You have a fan for a weapon.
With knives.
Character's stupid. They were running out. ice, fire, swords, bow staff, fan.
Knives?
A sharp fan. So you... One of her powers is she like fans you away and you're like, you levitate.
Goodbye.
Katana is stupid.
Wow. She could beat you though. What the fuck happened to your hands?
Sub-Zero,
you were fighting?
I was fighting, yeah. I was fighting Shao Kahn. And he
got your ass whooped.
He just cut a little bit of my finger off.
Off?
Mm-hmm.
Off.
Yeah, it's Mortal Kombat.
So what really happened?
I cut myself while cooking. Not nearly as fun. But I cut a little piece of my finger off since we're doing scary stories.
You cut a piece of your finger off?
This thread is called the fingertip and the onion.
Ew, who ate it?
I was chopping onions. Huh?
Who ate the other part of your finger?
The trash can? I threw it away.
You threw it away? You threw your finger away? Please tell me you took a picture of it.
No, I didn't. I was freaking out. I couldn't take a picture. I was bleeding profusely. And I called my dad and I was like, what should I do? Should I go to the bathroom? Should I go to the hospital? And he was like, if it's bleeding longer than 10 minutes, you're in trouble. And I was like, oh, okay. It's been 27.
Oh, did you pass out?
I almost did. But I was like, I can't die from cutting my fingertip off. That's weak.
I mean, this is the endings. Right?
There's a lot of nerves right there. And I cut it off and it was sitting right there. And he told me I should have saved it because then they could stitch it back on.
They could have put it back on. You should have put it in ice. You haven't seen how many scary you haven't seen like the movies where they
It didn't feel like enough. It looked like a contact lens.
We just watched the movie. What was it?
Oculus?
No. With Steve Carell, Dinner for Schmucks.
Oh,
remember he cut off his finger?
Oh, that's right. He sure did.
Finger.
He could have put it on his finger.
Yeah, he could have put it on ice.
I would have done that if I wouldn't have thrown my actual finger away. It was like a finger. It looked like a contact lens. So it was just the tip. And I was just sitting there looking at it like, damn, that's my whole identity right there. That's my whole fingerprint.
I really
my whole government.
See it.
And it was right there next to the onions. And I threw it away. Whoop. And then I was holding my hand and I was like, oh, I don't want to die. I don't want to bleed out, but I don't want to show up at the hospital like my fingertip. So, thugged it out.
So, you cut two fingers.
Yeah, it chopped the first one and cut the first. So, this one is almost healed. This one was the one that got chopped off, but it's healing nicely. It took 2 days, but now it's finally healing. I have to change these every day because they get all bloody and nasty. I've had a rough couple days.
Did you think you were like, I don't know. I'll go into what I started thinking of when you say you're a black man, right? You chopped your finger off and you put it with food. It makes me think of like Dahmer. You know how
Everybody keep saying that?
He was eating black men.
My dad called me Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. Like he called you Jeffrey Dahmer? That's fucked up.
Because I told him like at the house there was a knife, blood everywhere, and a black finger.
I mean, it sounds like that was his vibe.
You know what the craziest part is?
What?
My dad told me since I threw away the fingertip, if it doesn't heal, I would have to get a skin graft.
From your nuts?
From my booty.
From your butt?
They would have taken my butt cheek skin and put it on my finger.
Oh, my God.
I would have had booty finger.
Ew.
I would have had a booty.
And would you be trying to, like, put it in a girl's mouth? Like,
yeah, eat my butt.
Eat my butt.
Eat my
butt. She's about to go down, and you're like, no, right here.
I asked my dad, I was like, will I have sensation in it? Like, will I be able to touch? And he was like, I don't know, but... when you touch stuff, you might feel it on your booty.
That's hilarious.
Like, that's not funny at all.
It's hilarious.
I hope his bedside manner is trash.
Oh, I love it. Did you watch Jeffrey Dahmer, the new series?
I saw a few episodes. I'm getting through it really slow. It's not like, it's not the show that you just have to play the next one.
Oh, really?
No, because it's like
I had the opposite experience.
Every episode is just like, oh God! Oh,
but you know what?
I already
I knew what was coming. I studied him in college.
But did you know how it happened?
Yes.
Like you knew
yes.
that the cops were coming into the room and leaving,
I knew.
And he had a black next door neighbor who was just like, no one's gonna do nothing about this. I don't understand.
About her from. I mean, this is not the first time that there's been a documentary of his story. There's movies already made. I
mean,
he's in books. Yeah, this is just, these are top tier actors, actresses that are playing out this story in a more vivid way. But we've seen like his last interviews. I've seen his last interviews where he talks about.
Are you a fan?
Everything. It's not that I'm a fan. I studied him.
Yes, he did.
I have. Yeah, he was killed in prison by a black man. I double majored in criminal justice and psychology. So during that, I had to take criminal psychology. Mm-hmm. And in that, we.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Was a portion where we studied serial killers.
And Jeffrey and Dahmer
so he
was like
one of the...
That's my chapter.
Yeah, he was one of the big ones. Him, the clown killer, Ed Gein, like
clown
all of the...
Clown killer has a weak name. The clown
Gacy?
Killer?
Gacy?
Yeah, he dressed up...
He was a fat guy that dressed up as a clown. Can you imagine?
People. And then clown killer?
How scary...
No, terrifying.
That
I'm just
is
saying, I would want a good
terrifying.
Name. Back in that days, the press, they wanted a good name for to sell newspapers. So it'd be like the Bay Harbor Butcher. That's from Dexter. But, mm-hmm. you know, like just like they had cooler
it's
names.
Cool.
The what is it? The Horoscope Killer? What's it? Who's the guy who used
the Zodiac?
The Zodiac Killer. Horoscope would be hilarious.
Green River Killer.
Are you a Sagittarius? Ping.
Right. I bet you. Was he a Virgo?
What? The Zodiac Killer?
Probably.
Why
did you see that list?
That?
Did you see that list of serial killers and their zodiac signs?
No. Who's looking at serial killer zodiac
it's
signs?
It's like viral on social media.
Oh. Who's a Virgo?
There's a lot. There's a lot of Virgos out there.
Well, we're planners. Do you ever be feeling crazy? Since
yes,
you
so.
Since you like wow, you just generally answered yes. Okay. Since you like serial killer stuff so much, does that make you feel crazy at all?
I don't think that I like it so much, but it's very interesting to me the way how sadistic people can be. And I'm just like...
Right. I think that's it.
Did you really, like, how could... And Dahmer is even more interesting because he didn't have the typical childhood growing up like some of the others that you would think like, oh, shit, I can tell. Like, you were going to be a serial killer. Like, he, you know, he had a loving father.
But he was, like, into cutting open animals.
Yeah, but when he was interviewed and he talked about it, the very first thing I believe he saw was a dead crab. And he wanted to see the inside of it. Yeah. And so slowly he started.
The video, it was in the Netflix special. It was something else, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but in his first interview, well, in his last interview, he talked about the very first time he saw a dead animal. It was a crab.
Hmm.
And
I see why they replaced that. That's not a great scene.
Yeah, and so he said it just kept escalating until he started killing animals in his backyard.
Yeah, this sounds like a typical serial killer upbringing. Then.
But that is the trait of a serial killer. But as far as the upbringing is concerned, like some of those other ones, their moms used to dress them as girls when they were little and make fun of them, and they were bullied and you know beaten
wasn't he abused? Jeffrey Dahmer.
I don't think he has any abuse history.
Oh, I think he just saw his parents fighting.
Yeah.
I don't even think his dad beat his mom, though.
Mm-mm.
His mom was just kind of loopy.
She was just a little, yeah. But she was still like, she abandoned him. But, I mean, there's a lot of people abandoning that don't become serial killers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, his story growing up, it doesn't seem like the typical serial killer that you would think, like, so that's why it's kind of hard for people to really wrap their, like, even criminologists, like, to wrap their brains around, like, how could this have turned it? And he says it. He was like, I could have, you know, in his last interviews, he said, I could have been a taxidermist. Is that what it's called? A taxidermist? Could have done that.
Have
he could have been,
off.
Like, a veterinarian, you know? Like, he could have been an animal surgeon or something, you know? But He first started killing at 18. He killed his first
person.
Person at 18, and it was the hitchhiker. That was his first kill. That's what he said. He said he had passed him up.
Oh, the guy who was jogging, who he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he really jump out the bushes with a bat?
Or was I don't know about all that, but in his interview.
No, not in real life. In the story. I couldn't follow that.
I was
confused.
He jumped
out the bushes with a bat, and the guy ran away, and then the next time he saw him, he was like, hey.
He was at his house, right? Was that a dream?
I don't know, but that's the one thing I don't get about this series. He's so clearly a serial killer
Back then
there wasn't a lot of them, but
he wasn't a bad looking guy,
but
he was weird, but that doesn't mean he's a serial killer.
There was a lot of serial killer-esque things that he was just like, man, what's going on? Don't you want to stay? You want a beer?
He was aloof.
Even if I didn't know about serial killers, I'd be like, I should leave.
Well, some were, and that's why he had to drug them. He said originally that he just wanted to go to sleep with them and just have his way with them, so he would put sleeping medication in.
Oh, he just wanted to smash the sleep body?
Yeah, so he put sleeping medication in their drinks, you know, and he said it just escalated from there.
All I'm saying is there's a lot of red flags that were ignored.
Well, the last guy wasn't going for it.
I haven't got to him yet. Oh. I only got the people who are going for it. I'm definitely in a serial killer / true crime mode. I've been binging all types of stuff. It's making me feel a little crazy.
Welcome to the club.
It's been making me feel a
little insane. We've been there. We go to sleep to that type of stuff.
Well, I hear that you have a creepy story.
I do.
And you're going to try to creep me out.
I am.
I would like to hear said story. I'm in the mood.
All right.
I'm in a horror mood.
You're in a whore?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a whore?
A whore?
Are you a munch?
Is that just a dude who eats vagina?
I have no idea. You thought I was feeling you? That nigga a munch.
So I've heard it described two ways. One way by her. Mm-hmm. And then the other way, it was like broken down by like DJ Academics. So I don't really know how true that is. But
he
basically said that someone who who's on like a girl's rotation, who just comes through each vagina and then is
and
made
then
to leave. Yeah.
He don't get the fuck.
I guess that's a munch. A munch. Like,
so are you a munch?
You eat it
with
for lunch.
That description?
She's a baddie. She gets what she wants. So.
But are you a munch?
No. No. You ever done that?
Yep.
You ever munched and then got kicked out?
Oh, no. Munched and got kicked out?
Why'd you say yeah so fast?
Oh, I was saying yeah to have I ever done that to someone.
Oh, and then made them leave?
Yeah.
You made them leave or you just didn't want to have sex?
No, they left.
How'd you do that? I always like hearing kick out stories. Everyone has a different method.
Well, I've never been mean to anyone, but
you're just like, well, if you would please
amazing.
Get it the fuck out.
No. That was amazing. I'm gonna go to sleep. Text me when you get home.
Damn. What'd he say?
I don't remember.
Was
but
he
like, left.
Was he like, oh man?
And I never let him do anything again.
So close, yet no sex. I didn't have a clever way to end that.
Either.
All right. After you called me a munch, made me bring
I
up
asked
some...
you if you were a munch.
All right, scare me. Creep me out.
Did you even introduce us?
What?
Welcome to Thick Threads.
Oh, snap. Yeah, that Jeffrey Dahmer really got out of hand, huh?
It did.
All right. Well, welcome to Thick Threads. What are we, like 20 minutes in?
Yes.
I don't need to do that at this point. You know who we are.
Oh, okay.
The thickest thread, the thickest show on the internet where we dive into a whole bunch of stuff. You guys get the vibes.
You get the vibes. Okay.
The intro music would have been playing up until then.
Right.
Don't do that, Sosa. Let's just keep it running.
This one's called The Red Face. Scary story thread.
Red Face?
Mm-hmm.
This is about a munch? You don't get it? Okay.
Carrie.
Ew, that was gross.
Okay. When I was 15, I wanted to make some extra money, so I started babysitting. One evening, I got a call from a married couple asking me if I could babysit for their children. They had a 5-year-old girl named Katie. I agreed and turned up at their house at the appointed time. As the parents were getting ready to leave, they told me that their daughter had some imaginary friends, well, and sometimes at night she would talk to them.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't let it freak you out, the father chuckled. After they were gone, I made dinner for Katie and we played some board games. Then I gave her a bath and got her ready for bed. I tucked the little girl in, kissed her goodnight, and went downstairs to do some homework. About an hour later, I heard Katie's voice. I thought she might be calling me, so I went up to her room to check on her. When I opened her bedroom door, she was sitting upright in the bed, talking to the closet.
Well, I closed the door again.
I walked in hesitantly, looking at Katie. I heard her mumbling things, but I couldn't make out what she was saying. Katie, who are you talking to? I asked. The man with the red face, she said. A chill ran down my spine.
Oh, is that's he... when it started? The chill right. started then?
Right. My chill would have started as soon as they said the she parents. Talks to imaginary friends.
Right.
I'd have been like, well, I don't know if I'm equipped to handle this. I think I'm going to leave it to the professionals.
Yeah.
And leave.
Professional exorcists.
I don't need that. A chill ran down my spine. Is he in your closet? I asked. She said, yes, said the little girl. He makes funny faces at me sometimes. Well, what does he look like? I asked, my voice trembling. She made a face like someone was choking and gasping for air.
Are you sure that's what she was doing?
Was that gawk gawk?
There's a man sucking dick in my closet.
I didn't mean the gawk gawk.
Letting it comes out every out. Night. It makes me watch.
A vacuum throat. She made a face like someone was choking and gasping for air. I slammed the closet door shut.
It was open this whole conversation?
Then Katie looked up and started to flip out, screaming her head off. Go away, she cried. Get out! She was looking straight at me. Katie, stop shouting, I said, trying to calm her down. Who are you talking to? Who are you telling to go away? The woman, she replied.
The woman?
Mm-hmm. The woman.
Oh, she got a whole crib full of ghosts.
What woman? I asked. The woman who always comes.
Yeah.
Katie moaned.
That was the next line? She got a room full of freaks. What was this, like an orgy house in the last life? A whorehouse?
Whorehouse.
So it's a coming lady, a gawking red-faced man in the closet, and now she moaning. This is inappropriate.
You're making it inappropriate because when I first read it, I didn't get inappropriate at all.
What?
But now that I'm here with you and reading it,
don't act like it was just
it
me.
It became sexual. Hey. I'm just saying.
I think this babysitter walked in on a threesome.
The timeline. Well, I don't know. I'm going to continue.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
The woman who always comes, Katie moaned. She doesn't like the man with the red face. Does she have a red face too? I asked. No, the little girl replied, and her eyes grew wide. She doesn't have a face. Where is this woman? I asked. Then she said, the words that will haunt my dreams forever. She's crawling on the ceiling like a spider. With that, Katie lay down after a few moments and she was fast asleep.
First of all, this girl is messed up. Because if I was a little kid and I saw a lady crawling on the ceiling, I ain't going to sleep. She's cool with this?
Yeah, Katie, I guess she's used to it. She's like, man, you again. People's not going to understand this.
So, did they present themselves to the babysitter?
So, I'm going to keep going. I was shaking with fear. Is that shaking with fear?
I don't know. That's seemed more like a titty sway.
I was shaking
My titties were shaking with fear.
That night, when Katie's parents came home, I was still trembling.
Oh, she stayed?
Mm-hmm. She's not gonna leave, like, the kid there. They asked if everything was okay. I lied, and I told them everything was fine. The husband told me that he would drive me home. When I got home that night, it was very late and I was exhausted, but I was glad to get away from that house. The next day, I decided to look into the history of that house and quickly found something that shocked me. Apparently, the house had once belonged to a family of four. The father found out that his wife was cheating on him, and when he confronted her about it, she told him she wanted a divorce. The man flew into a rage and went on a murderous rampage.
Damn, that did not work out for him. You're cheating on me. Yep, I want a divorce. Like, yo, damn.
Mm-hmm. Skinning his wife alive and beating his children to death. When he came to his senses and realized what he had done, he hung himself in the upstairs closet. The closet. The red face. Red with blood. Gasping for air. The woman with no face. It was all too familiar. You get it? The red face
was skinned
because
he was being choked.
He was being choked. She had no face because he skinned her alive.
Why was she crawling on the ceiling?
It was all too familiar. I refused to babysit for them again. A few months later, the family moved away and the house is abandoned now.
It's creepy.
Very creepy.
That's crazy. But here's what she could have done to get that motherfucking bag, okay?
What?
No. The first thing I thought of. Here's how my brain's connected.
Nigga-splaining.
All right. If I'm the babysitter, mm-hmm. off rip, the parents told me about this, right?
Right.
Which means it happens all the time.
Right.
Which means if it was a one-off, one-time experience, I would have to report it. The parents might get freaked out, blah, blah, blah. No, it's a nightly thing, which means right. What? It's safe. If the parents know about it, that means it's just happening. The ghosts aren't messing with them. Mm-hmm. So what I think in my mind is free babysitter. She's in there all night talking to the man with the red face, looking at the girl on the ceiling. You have a easy job. You just pull up whenever they want to go out. Just say, yeah, be creepy in your room. You have a party downstairs. You play video games. Let the choking man and the skinned woman watch the kid. And then you just over here chilling, making that bag.
This is how you...
Big bag.
This is the alternative that you came up with?
You saw that she just went to sleep like a baby afterwards. She got mad when I closed the closet because she's trying to talk to the Mr. Gok-Gok or whatever his face is. And... She's falling asleep like a baby. The parents know it's happening all the time. I'm only going to disturb my peace by asking her questions mm-hmm. and trying to see the conversation, what she's talking about with two dead people. Get the bag. Let them watch this creepy-ass kid.
You would be a horrible babysitter.
Well, yeah, because this is why I don't want kids.
You're a guy.
What if I have a creepy kid that's just drawing
if
shit?
If you have
talking
a creepy
about...
kid, it's probably your fault.
How?
Did you have some creepy shit happen to you when you were growing up? Yes.
Yep. I grew up in two haunted houses.
So this explains
but I wasn't
why
a creepy
you're
kid.
He's already used to dealing with haunted houses. So
absolutely.
That's why you so is that how you just said fuck it.
What?
You just said forget it. In your haunted houses growing up. You just said,
What do you mean?
You like, got used to it.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's when it bothered me though. Like there was a point in time where I would wake up to someone like going through the kitchen every night and like going through drawers and stuff. And then once it happened like more than 10 times, I remember the night I woke up, heard it, and was just like, I went back to sleep. And I was immediately like, I cannot become okay with this. Mm. But it hasn't happened in so long, I feel like it would scare me now.
Oh, okay. So where you live now, it's not haunted?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
But
what about in your studio? Isn't your studio haunted?
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
That was the place with the kitchen.
Oh, there?
Yeah. Oh, crazy stuff has happened.
No way. There's no way I would be able to go to sleep. That place is so small. You look up, the kitchen is right there. Like, mm-hmm. if somebody's in the kitchen,
I
shuffling
lived in there
stuff around
for like a year after college. But especially when we were making it and it was the renovation, which disturbs the walls and the spirits and stuff. That's when it was active.
You know where I would have thought in your studio the ghost would live?
Where?
Inside of the booth. That booth is kind of scary.
It's scary, but like, well, they be rapping.
No, but it just seems like that's where they would
ghostly
bars. And you have a little window right there. So I could just imagine like somebody looking right up there. And somebody
there
like.
There have been people who have over who saw faces through the window.
Oh, hell no.
And thought what somebody was in there. There's been, I mean, the actual house has way more stories, but the studio has some creepy stuff too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Creepiness.
Is it starting to hurt?
No.
You went like this, like.
There was
like
a.
Like, throwing them gang signs. Like, what are we doing with this finger?
There was a.
This no, booty
I'm just,
finger.
I'm just fixing the tape. There was a little boy sitting on the bed in the house, and a bunch of my, me and my brother's guests came over, and they thought it was my friend Lonnie. My friend Lonnie, just because my friend, he was like a little shorter at the time.
That's fucked up.
And, they saw him. They just thought my friend Lonnie was just sitting in the dark on a bed. And I was like, even if he was over here, why would he be doing that?
Right, just sitting like this?
Mm-hmm. Just sitting on the...
What's poppin', guys? It's Jay Jonah here from Blowin' Smoke. If you're a fan of fun, insightful, and breakthrough conversations, then be sure to check out and subscribe to The Blowin' Smoke Podcast, a show that covers life experiences and firsthand testimonies from some of your biggest names in your favorite industries. And it's all brought to you exclusively right here by The Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Edge of the bed. And then... my sister met somebody who was just like a medium, and she was just like, do you have ghosts at your house?
Was that creepy?
What?
What I just did.
You were just trying to be creepy?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're just looking at me. Why do you think that you, expressionless is creepy?
It's not?
No, you're just looking.
Anybody expressionless is creepy to me. If a nigga, if I look over at a nigga and he's like...
Yeah, I didn't creep you out just now. I was just looking at you.
Because I was trying to be creepy, too.
You're not. You just went expressionless. All right.
Whatever. What you got?
Fun facts.
Let's get to the fun facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got yours all queued up? It's not scary, though. It's just fun.
Oh, damn. Mine is scary.
You have a scary fact?
Uh-huh.
Ready, fight. That's pretty
good.
That was pretty good. All right, you ready? This isn't scary, but it's the concept of it is scary.
Okay.
And the word scary is in the fact.
Oh, okay.
So I'm tying it in. All right. Get this. Scientists right now are working on technology that will erase all painful and scary memories from your brain.
I don't like that.
Why?
Because those things make you who you are. Don't erase my fucking memory. Are you serious?
Well.
So they're going to mess around and tap something wrong, and we're going to end up like I Am Legend.
What, like zombies? Oh. I don't know. I feel like that could be. Here's why this is a good thing and a horrible thing. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing because I feel like. If you can make somebody's life easier by wiping out a trauma or something that's just getting in their way of being happy, mm-hmm. absolutely. Especially if it's painful or scary, wipe it out. But what I'm worried about is new technology and new things are always packaged in a way where it looks like we're doing it for this. We're doing it to help with this. Kind of like robots, mm-hmm. how robots are like, we're building AI technology for this.
iRobot.
But then there's like all this hidden stuff that now you can do because now we're talking about erasing memories. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about Men in Black style stuff.
Right.
So if you take away the whole like doing it for trauma and doing it for good, you just have a neuralizer.
No, because people are not going to use it for that.
Right.
And the government's not going to use it for that.
No, they
imagine
might,
no
publicly.
Just imagine like you witness a murder from a government official.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like have you seen the show Scandal?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So, if you witness something and they have this technology to be able to erase traumatic memories, then it's like, I feel like people will be able to get away with so much more.
What if it's already happening? What if we both witness some crazy stuff? What if this has been happening to people who have seen UFOs? Huh? What if all those crazy people ain't crazy?
They're not all crazy. Well, but did you see when they declassified all of that documentation about? Mm-hmm.
That was like right when COVID hit. They were like, COVID, right, COVID, COVID. By the way, aliens are real. COVID, COVID. And it was like so right. under the radar.
Here's proof.
I was like,
here's the evidence.
Does anybody see this?
I was real skeptical about that. Like, why are you guys showing us this shit now?
No, I'm never skeptical. I heard that they always pair.
Wait, you're never skeptical?
I mean, I'm always skeptical about that stuff. Just because I feel like I heard a rumor where they always pair some crazy tragedy that would actually affect us with a tragedy that's like more pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like something crazy mm-hmm. happens, but then Michael Jackson dies. Right. So it's like our
shift
attention.
The focus.
Yeah, because if we're not focusing on that, then we would be upset.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, yeah, it makes sense. Okay, I have a
hit us with the scary facts.
A scary fact. Oh, it's 11:11.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
I wish baby. That her fact is
make
interesting.
Make a wish, baby.
Interesting fact. Freeze.
Real skeletons were used in the making of the Poltergeist. Real dead bodies.
The Poltergeist is the one with the little kid
mm-hmm.
in the TV, right? Okay. I don't remember the scene, but
that's
crazy.
Poltergeist, the original one, I believe, in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it a girl, the one who, like, her head spinned around and she was, like, throwing up green stuff? That one.
I thought that was an exorcism.
Yes, the Poltergeist.
No, that's the Exorcist.
Oh, you're right.
Did it say the Poltergeist? The Poltergeist was a way less popular movie.
You're right. Poltergeist.
I believe I did see that movie. It's like because the Poltergeist, by definition, is a ghost that you can't see. It just moves stuff. So I think the most of that movie was, like, implied scary stuff, but I don't remember an actual skeleton.
So spooky legends have long haunted the 1982 horror classic Poltergeist, including a creepy backstory that periodically reappears about human skeletons being used as props in one of the original film sequences. In the movie, Diane Freeling is dragged into her family swimming pool by a supernatural force identified as the Beast. She escapes to rescue her children, but not without being confronted by the skeletons of the people that, unbeknownst to her and her family, were still buried in the ground under their home. In an interview that aired on Entertainment Channel VH1 in December 2002, Williams said, "I would have to go into this huge tank of what I thought was mud with these skeletons, which, by the way, I thought were plastic, but later found out they were real skeletons. It was a real nightmare."
That happens way more than we think.
Can you imagine being in mud with real skeletons?
That's really messed up. And they didn't know at the time?
No, he said he thought it was plastic.
Well, apparently, fake skeletons did not read well on camera or to the eye. Because Disneyland did the exact same thing with Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean.
Caribbean?
Weird when we say Pirates of the... I never say Caribbean unless I'm saying Pirates of the... We're going to the Caribbean.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds dumb.
But apparently their skeletons didn't look good enough, so they used real skeletons in the ride.
Wow.
It says that, the skeletal pirates strewn about the attraction were once made of real human remains, and some people, including former Disney employees, insist that a few of them still are.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine dying and then being propped up in a ride to scare people?
Oh, that's horrible.
That's way worse than the movie. At least the movie was like, shoot it, put it back. But this one is just like in a ride forever. I wouldn't want to risk my set being haunted like that. You putting a real person in there. There's a lot of really interesting Hollywood stories about, like, they were shooting horror films and stuff would actually, like, scary stuff would actually start happening.
Oh, hell.
Ooh,
so the
I'm going to do that next
It would be attached to them, basically. Like, the entity would be attached to them afterwards.
Not after the movie, but, like, while they were filming on set, there'd be, like, lights falling or, like,
very nice.
The Exorcist had a really interesting one. I think that might be my next story.
Yeah,
I'm trying to scare you with
that.
Some real Halloween horror.
Well... being that I just want to add in one last little segment before we end. I know we got to end right now.
Okay.
But since we talked about Dahmer and spiking of the drinks, I had looked up last night. I had looked up like just some
Some how to protect yourself from your drink being spiked.
Yep.
And so I just wanted to go over a couple of things about that before we end. So drink spiking is when someone adds alcohol or drugs to a person's drink without them knowing. Sometimes it's done to cause distress or embarrassment to someone, but sometimes it's used with the intention of stealing from or sexually assaulting a victim. Alcohol is most commonly used to spike drinks, either by adding some to a non-alcoholic drink or adding doubles instead of singles.
Wait, say that again?
Alcohol is most commonly used to spike drinks, either by adding some to a non-alcoholic drink or adding double instead of single measures.
Got it.
Drugs used to spike drinks are often called date rape drugs, but aren't always used for sexual assault. GHBs, tranquilizers, most often benzodiazepines such as Valium, also known as diazepam, Rohypnol, and ketamine. These can come in powder, tablet, or liquid form and don't always have a noticeable taste or smell. Every year, hundreds of people have their drinks spiked, but many instances go unreported as victims are embarrassed, afraid of speaking out, or didn't realize they were spiked. Many people often think that they were just drunk. The signs that you've been spiked. Lowered inhibitions, difficulty concentrating or speaking, loss of balance and finding it hard to move, visual problems, particularly blurred vision, memory loss or blackouts, feeling confused or disoriented, particularly after waking up if you've been asleep, paranoia, hallucinations, nausea, vomiting, and unconsciousness. That's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then ways to prevent your drink from being spiked. Go to the bar with a friend, of course. Cover your drink. Now, I recently went on Amazon and I bought drink covers that have like a straw. So they just like cover their like elastic around and they cover your drink and they have a straw hole. So if somebody wanted to spike your shit, chances are they're not going to be able to because it has to get through an entire cover. So I suggest, especially now that that Dahmer documentary, I mean, show has come out, I feel like the sadistic folks are going to maybe like kick it up a notch because I feel like that happens when stuff is like sensationalized, romanticized, copycats. I think copycats come out and start doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I suggest everybody go out and buy some of those drink covers on Amazon. They can be pretty expensive, though. Like,
there's also like straws and nail polish and strips and a bunch of things that you can do to test.
Don't accept drinks from strangers. Never leave your drink unattended. Watch out for changes in your drink. If you do happen to leave your drink unattended or let it slip out of your sight for a moment, keep your eyes peeled for any suspicious changes. Actually, sometimes it's tasteless.
Yeah.
Odorless, tasteless, and it doesn't cause
a taste.
But sometimes it does have a taste, and sometimes it can make your drink cloudy, depending on what it is. Don't drink from other people's glasses, which you shouldn't be doing anyway. So those are
definitely. I want to throw a couple more in there just from what I've seen. I saw some pretty horrible things in Vegas. There was I do believe that, like, you know, sex traffickers and stuff like that are literally working while at these parties,
right?
You know, and we met a group of girls who thought that they were drugged. Because, and this is what's scary, you have to watch your waters and stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
Not just alcohol. Because they were giving the tables like Fiji bottle waters.
Mm-hmm.
And they were at some dude's table. And she started noticing her water was a little different colored and tasted a little differently. So they left. They went to security and they're like, I think this table is drugging people. And the security literally said, I have a feeling that they are, but I have to catch them in the act.
Oh.
Or else people would just be lying on people and getting people kicked out. So
wow.
He was like, I'll watch him. And yeah, like she said, her friend started like stumbling and making out with people. So we called them an Uber and just got them out of there. But what was scary about that was it was like, okay, they went after bottled water, which they were just putting it down and leaving, but they were watching their drink. So it moved to bottled water. It did have a distinct taste for some reason. But the one thing that I also realized was, like, Jeffrey Dahmer was working by himself.
Right.
Now that this is a multi-billion mm-hmm. dollar industry and all this crazy stuff is happening, there are scenarios where the security guard that she talked to could have been in on
could
it.
Could have been
the part bartender of it. Yeah. can be in on it. So yeah. it's like, even though these slips and glasses are good, make sure you watch the bartender pour it,
yeah,
too.
A friend of mine was spiked in Amsterdam.
By the bartender?
By the bartender.
Could
but
the whole thing.
But he said to the bartender, "We really want a party."
He?
Yeah, he. Oh. He was spiked. Yeah, and he was like, I don't know, he lost his passport. He woke up like...
Hilarious. So he was like, yeah. We really want a party. So he was like, okay.
He really want a party, and it was a lady bartender. Yeah.
I think so without crazy. The knowledge, though, it's always spiking. Even mm-hmm. if you imply that you want to have fun and I want to do drugs.
Like, I want to do super party.
If you like, imply no all that, then you'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to put this in your drink, and right. then this will happen. Right. But yeah, I think it's the lack of knowledge that's the scary
thing. I'm fortunate enough to never have been, my drink has been spiked. However, I smoked from a blunt.
Oh, that was laced?
That, for sure.
Man.
And I think it was.
That's wild.
What's the one when they say you wet?
Sherm?
Sherm. I think
you smoked Sherm?
I think so. I passed out and had a seizure.
Oh, shit.
In the club. I couldn't move. I lost my vision. When I was getting my vision back, the room was spinning. It was like my vision was going like this. So it was all black. Just imagine Get Out when mm-hmm. he's in the sunken place.
Yeah.
And that, just imagine the screen that he's seeing just going like this.
Right, right, right.
So I became a little more conscious, you know, right, as time went on. Mm-hmm. Some people helped me up, and I sat down, and I couldn't move for the rest of the time we were there, and I was just staring. And I only took one puff, but it was a big hit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, I literally couldn't move. In my head, I was like, I feel like I'm going to be disabled for the rest of my life. Like, I was Damn. Freaked out.
I don't know why dudes
be lacing
blunts.
Then my put me in the front seat, and... on the freeway, and that was the scariest shit ever.
Sitting
in the front seat, being messed up like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was horrible. Like, everything that I saw, I just felt like it was coming at me. Mm-hmm. And then we pulled on the side of the road because one of the girls had to throw up.
Oh, you guys and were rock wildin'.
Yeah, it was my friend's birthday.
Y'all were wildin'.
But I was on, I used to have acne. And so I took the drug, Accutane. I had really bad acne growing up. I took Accutane, so I couldn't drink. So I had been like 7 months without a drink at all.
So there's no way you can get that hurt, yeah.
While we were out, I just wanted something, but I wasn't a smoker either. So it was like my system
was... How do you know it was laced?
Because of just how I couldn't move. I just looked up. I started looking up like different stuff. Hmm. And when I smoked it, I knew the guys. Like, we went to high school together. Like, we were super cool.
You just think they were smoking Sherm regularly.
I think so.
That's like, crazy. That's what it seems like. Because I used to think that laced blunts were like spiked drinks. And they're like, mm-hmm. yeah, let me give this to her. But it's like, mm-hmm. it's a whole blunt. That means other yeah. people are smoking it.
Yeah.
And I've hung out with girls who would, like, smoke with some, like, random dudes. And then find out it was, like, laced with something like
right.
meth.
Right.
And then they're, like, talking crazy fast. And it's just like, yo, what happened? But I always thought that they were trying to get them, but mm-hmm. I just think that niggas are really out here smoking crazy shit,
yeah,
like embalming fluid and all that.
Yeah,
mummy juice,
because when I looked it up and I saw like videos of people on Sherm, I was like, this had to have been
this
it.
Was me.
I was stuck.
Damn,
you know how them people they be like the videos where they're just like,
yeah.
stuck. I was sitting down in the club at someone's section,
mm-hmm.
stuck. Couldn't move. I don't even want to say that. It was disgusting.
Man. Well,
but yeah.
I think the themes are watch them pour it, watch them roll it. If you're going to do something, make sure if somebody hands you a blunt, you saw them roll
right.
it. Somebody hands you a drink, you saw them pour it. Mm-hmm. If not, just no thank you.
And get some drink covers.
Drink covers, drink tests, all that stuff. I know people who are testing their cocaine with fentanyl. It's a lot Ooh. Of weird stuff. Not with fentanyl, for fentanyl.
Right.
But The easy thing would be, dude, just not to do any of that stuff, period. But at the same time, if stuff's happening, then we got to give the safeties.
Yes,
so,
yes, for sure.
Yeah, that's what it is. So thank you guys for watching another episode of Thick Threads. Please make sure you guys are careful this Halloween. They're even spiking kids' candies, even though I don't even think trick-or-treating is a thing now.
I after wouldn't COVID. Do it. Mm-hmm.
After COVID and all of the murders, mm-hmm. just buy your kid some candy here.
Right.
And just please be safe, you guys. Thank you guys for another episode. As always, I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud. Yes.
And I'm Persephone.
Nice.
Kitana right. wins.
Kitana wins. We'll see you guys next time. Hadouken. Wait, that's Street Fighter.
Wow. Get over here. Wait. That's Scorpion.
Right. Yeah, at least you got the game right.
What's up, world? It's your boy Big Court from the Holding Court Podcast. If you're a fan of authentic interviews with legendary artists and notable people in the culture, subscribe to the Holding Court Podcast. See, we a show that cover artist interviews, hip-hop culture, lifestyle, and current topics. We got the D-Boys and the B-Boys. See, ACP is where the streets and black excellence meet, and is brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.